Well, let's turn now to our weekly social media roundup to see how people are responding to the news online. Femi Ok is with us. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, hello. I guess we should start with what's been happening in Texas this week.
Oh my goodness, so many intimate pictures. Hello, Peter. Been distracted by how much intimacy there was with the way that Texans were documenting what was happening to their homes and their surroundings. There were a couple of moments that stopped me scrolling, those pictures, those posts that really jump out at you. One was of a pizzeria in San Antonio, where the workers were so exhausted because they'd been delivering and giving out pizzas to all of the people who've lost their electricity, lost their power in Texas. That kind of summed up what it meant down on the ground. A couple of other images that again jumped out at me. Sea turtles were freezing in the sea.
Yes,
Eric posts that thousands of cold, stunned sea turtles were in the South Padre Island Convention Center. Volunteers were trying to keep them warm, trying to save them. Some of them may not make it. Hashtag Texas freeze. And one more picture really worth looking up, which was burst pipes. We've seen so many burst pipes coming out of Texas homes. This one was of a parking garage, and the burst pipe had happened over a car, and the car had frozen like an ice sculpture under this block of ice. There's so much to see and sharing so much of the pain and the intimacy of what it means to have your life turned upside down by the weather and in an unusual situation as well. Peter.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible for me to see these pictures and these videos because it's as if one disaster wasn't enough, the pandemic, right? Now this. But it leads us to this next thing, which is that a lot of people right now are looking to help, and they're using social media to form mutual aid groups. What are you seeing?
This is some of the favorite parts of being on social right now, because you're seeing the problem. I'm also seeing the solution as well. There's some high-profile Texans stepping up. So a lot of Beyoncé fans, a lot of the Beyoncé Foundation, they're working with not-for-profits, for example. So that's that. The celebrities are using their platforms. But the real sense of community coming from regular people helping regular people. Adriana.KMS is on TikTok. This is a great example. She says, hey, here's a tip for the northern states. I'm from Pennsylvania. And then she then gives them, down in the south, anybody who doesn't know what it's like to have this deep freeze, step-by-step guide to stop your pipes from freezing and then destroying your home. Fill your bathtub, your bathtub with water. Turn off your water. Drain your faucets. Literally a step-by-step guide. It's like a how-to from stop your house from freezing and from the pipes from bursting. That was so kind, so helpful, and just volunteered.
Yeah. Well, someone, Femi, who is in trouble for not doing enough to help or anything to help, really, is Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who was caught traveling to Cancun this week as many Texans sat in the dark without running water, without heat. And Femi, we've talked about the politics of this story elsewhere on the show, but we come to you with it because this actually got started on social media, didn't it?
It did. I suppose the moral of this story is you can't really sneak off to a little warm, long weekend anywhere if you're really famous and you're going through the airport. So Sam Deutsch posted one of the early pictures that was tweeted out. He's incredulous. Did Ted Cruz really just fly to Cancun today? It took a little while to work out then, yes, it really was Ted Cruz, and people were doing some detective work, looking at the mask, was that the mask he was wearing in the Senate? And they basically worked out, yes, it's him. It really is Ted Cruz on his way to Cancun. Pictures of him with his family on the plane all confirmed that he really did go on a trip. Now, it ended up being a very short trip to Cancun and then came back. Because once this Twitter storm, there was a winter storm, winter freeze storm, obviously over Texas and elsewhere across the country. But there was a Twitter storm that basically dragged the senator back to Texas. Some of the comments I heard was on social. MAGA Antoinette, let regular people eat snow. Ted Cruz fans were standing up for him. It was like, yeah, the senator should be able to go away on vacation. What's the big deal? What is he able to do? But I know it's about optics, and you talked about this politically, but also visually about optics. And Peter, I suppose the surprise that I saw, that I hadn't taken into account and really kind of jumped out at me was a journalist called Michael Hardy. He drove past the crew's house and found, peeking out of the window, a little forlorn little poodle. This is apparently the crew's poodle called Snowflake, appropriately named, who was apparently left behind. He didn't go to Cancun, and apparently in a very cold house. That tipped people over the edge, and then they got even more angrier with the senator because of that reason.
Did you see the meme of Ted Cruz walking with his roller bag across the surface of Mars?
Yes.
We're not going to have time to get to the Mars rover, but I wish we could. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.